Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Yeah, we'll talk about war and peace and the 10th anniversary of 9/11 and special elections and the jobs bill. And the segment that's going to get listened to the most on the station today is going to be the one about the inner lives of dogs. Mark my word. Now, don't forget that we have a special election in Brooklyn and Queens on Tuesday, which is the race to fill the 9th congressional district seat that Anthony Weiner vacated in the fallout from his Twitter photo scandal between Republican Bob Turner and Democrat David Weprin. We've invited them both to make second appearances on the show on Monday, by the way. Come on and sum up their messages one more time. So, Bob, Dave, if you're listening, or your press people, call us back. There are a handful of other races as well on Tuesday getting less attention. And there have been a lot of special elections over the years that have placed a lot of your representatives in office, probably more than you know. About a quarter of the elected officials in Albany right now got there initially through the special election process, which means that those candidates were chosen by their party leader, got to skip a party primary and go straight to a general special election in which very few of you ever voted. And in a town like New York City, where the Democratic primary is usually more competitive than the general election, good government groups argue it's just undemocratic and serves to make party bosses the kingmakers in this state. So joining me now to explain how special elections work, why they happen, why many call them undemocratic, and why we should all care, and he may report on kind of a shocking new poll number in this Weprin-Turner race, is Colby Hamilton, who writes The Empire. That's WNYC's city and state politics blog. He has a piece on special elections today at empire.wnyc.org. Hey, Colby.
Hi, Brian.
All right. I got to get it out of the way. What's this poll?
Siena Research Institute this morning put out a poll that that reverses everything that we had been hearing prior to this. Their poll last month, as background, had David Weprin up over Bob Turner by, I think it was 6 points at that point.
So the Democrat leading, as you would expect, in Brooklyn and Queens.
And that was a month ago. And in the past month, things there's been a major reversal of fortune. Bob Turner is now holds a majority and an 8-point lead over Weprin based on the toll. He's by the poll this morning.
And Turner, some people know, some people don't, actually got 40% against Anthony Weiner in the last election. So this is one of the more conservative districts in a New York City context. Yep. So we will follow this race and see what happens next Tuesday. Hopefully we'll have both candidates on for one last shot on Monday. But to special elections. When there are vacancies in an elected post, they must be filled. When does the governor just appoint somebody to that seat, as in the case of Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, when she was initially appointed following Hillary Clinton's departure? And when do we have to have one of these special elections?
Well, in the case of at the state level, the governor, according to state law, is allowed to set a special election for the position to be filled. So assembly seat, a Senate seat, the governor picks a date in the near future, and that person gets elected, and they fill out the rest of the term. Senators can be appointed. Congresspeople, based on federal law, they also have to go through a special process. The governor picks a date in the future, and then they run for office.
Usually the governor leaves it up to the party leadership to nominate a candidate to compete in the special election without insisting on a primary election, which would be the alternative to determine the party's candidates. I mean, if nobody votes in a special election, that's a general. Imagine how few people would vote in a primary for a special election, and that's what happened with Turner and Weprin. Does the governor have discretion? Could he insist on a primary if he wanted to?
Well, that's what the good government groups are arguing, right? So you have Common Cause, NYPIRG, League of Women Voters. Before these special elections were called earlier this year in July, They were asking the Governor Cuomo, please give us the chance to have a primary. Let's have these elections happen in November. Let's have a primary process. Let's let the voters and the parties decide who the candidates will be. That's not what happened, and that's not what usually happens.
So why would Cuomo decide in this case to hand this over to the party bosses? Is it just to maintain good relations with those very powerful folks, Assemblyman Vito Lopez, the Democratic Party chair in Brooklyn, and Congressman Joe Crowley in Queens? Or is it to expedite the process?
Well, I guess it depends on who you talk to, right? I mean, if you talk to the governor's people, it'll be that, you know, this needs to be handled quickly, and this is just the way that things work in these sort of situations. But it also serves his interest to keep the people that are sort of at the top leading these organizational structures inside of the party. I mean, this is all inside baseball stuff.
What does he need them for? He's governor. He got elected, you know, pretty overwhelmingly. Why does he need Vito Lopez, the Democratic Party leader in Brooklyn, or Joe Crowley, the one in Queens?
Well, the argument goes these guys are, you know, they wield a tremendous amount of power inside of the Democratic Party, specifically when it comes to putting people in place inside of their own counties. So in Brooklyn and Queens, Lopez and Crowley are the guys who decide for the most part who gets to run for office, who gets to represent, you know, be the people on the Democratic Party line. That's one of the races in the 54th Assembly District in Brooklyn right now where that's been a big issue, right? Lopez and the Democratic Executive Committee in Brooklyn, the guys who make the decisions for the Brooklyn political structure there, pick someone. There was no primary, and the two candidates are running against the person, Espinal, are, you know, having to fight to get on the ballot to be able to compete in that race.
Now, special elections, when it isn't the regular election day in November where there aren't national or statewide races, the turnout is very low. It's pathetic. It's about 12%. So that's who actually gets to decide who represents you in...
Well, and worse than that, half of that plus, you know, one single voter are the people that decide who represents the entire district. So really, it's only about 12% that makes... I mean, 6%, excuse me, that makes the entire... ends up deciding who gets to be the representative.
And this puts a lot of people in office. As I mentioned in the intro, a third of the elected officials in Albany right now in the legislature got there initially in a special election. Why have there been so many vacancies midterm over the years?
Scandal? Well, that's the most recent one, right? That's the one that we all sort of know, and it goes, especially at the congressional level. You had Lee earlier this year, and we had Massa last year. So New York is unfortunately sort of drawing a distinction as being a state where this is how we get rid of a lot of congresspeople. But it can be because someone gets promoted. You saw that in two of the races. One former assembly person is now the Queens county clerk. Another person got promoted into the Cuomo administration. You can also have people retire. That's what happened in another race in the assembly in Queens. The representative retired after getting elected just last year, and it sets up these vacancies that then have to get filled in the middle of the person's term.
It's a cynical question, but do you think the party bosses or the governor encourage representatives to vacate their seats early in order to trigger a special election so they can handpick their, you know, even if I don't say cronies, their folks? Too cynical?
It is a cynical viewpoint. I mean, it can certainly be said that people like to obviously, you know, control situations, right? Politicians like to have control over situations, and you'd rather give your friends a hand up and let them sort of move into the position if they're the person you want rather than leaving it to chance.
We have a caller who says he's a district leader in Brooklyn pushing for reform of the special election process. Lincoln, in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Good morning. Brian Colby, thank you for calling attention to this issue. You know, with one-third of the New York State Legislature elected in special elections, it explains so much of the dysfunction. Too many of our legislators are more loyal to the party bosses and insiders who got them into office than the voters. And the special election process in New York is complex and Byzantine, and essentially each county's Democratic Party has its own process for filling vacancies.
Now, let me say, because we're going to run out of time soon, my producers know who you are. You're a Lincoln wrestler from the New Kings Democrats, a reform group in the Democratic Party. But to you, Lincoln, to push back on the idea that special elections are undemocratic because they don't include primaries, do good government groups argue that special elections are rigged but primary elections aren't? Don't party bosses wield overwhelming power in primaries too?
indeed, special elections, party bosses wield an enormous amount of influence in primaries. However, most of our districts, assembly and state senate districts around the state, are so gerrymandered to be overwhelmingly Democrat or Republican. For example, in Brooklyn, there is one Republican elected official who lives in the borough. Every other district is Democratic. So whoever gets that Democratic line in a special election is almost anointed to be the assembly person, the state senator, or the congressperson. It's the same process for congressional districts.
So if you got to be the new Vito Lopez, the new party chairman for the Democrats in Brooklyn, what would you do differently?
Well, there are a couple key things that we need to change. First is in multi-county districts, like David Weprin's congressional district that spans Queens and Brooklyn, it's solely at the discretion of the county bosses who is the candidate. And in this instance, with Queens having the majority of the district, it was just Joe Crowley's decision. So what we need to do, what we can do immediately within our New York State Democratic Party, is allow for the county committee, the representatives of each election district across that congressional district, to come together for a vote and determine who they would like to have as a Democratic candidate.
All right. Lincoln, thank you for calling in. I'm sorry to cut you off. I appreciate your call. We're out of time. Colby Hamilton, the Empire blogger for WNYC's politics website. That means he blogs about New York State politics at empire.wnyc.org. And Colby, I have a feeling you and I may be talking about things in the next few days.
We might be talking about things, yes, definitely.
As the Weprin-Turner race goes on. We're hoping to have both candidates for a final shot on Monday's show. And Colby, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.